Based in Brockton and heard everywhere, this is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us and how it affects us here on the South Shore of Massachusetts. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Good morning, good afternoon. What happened? What happened?
Nothing.
Good morning, good afternoon. Good
evening. Any business. Well,
so the show started with you already.
Yes.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Yeah, good night. I got to go.
Mark Chappette is a Pride investigator soon to appear on a History Channel, a television series. And yes. Tori Wainwright, Victoria.
Town weirdo.
Yeah. She joins us. She also does the cable thing with us that you can see online when they get around to it.
Yeah, people have seen the show, and they love it.
Do they really?
We're being watched. Yeah,
I want to check it out.
You gotta check it out.
I do. I don't live in Easton, but I will Google it.
Do you have to live in Easton, or can it be Easton Rainham?
It's probably the three or four towns that it probably goes to.
It's not Brockton, I don't think, though.
No.
Okay. No.
Yeah,
no.
I got in trouble the other day, Ron. I got an email. I didn't get in trouble, but I don't know if I was in trouble, or I think I was just kind of nicely asked.
What did you go within the schoolyard perimeter?
Because once I got the once I got the good news that we're going to series with history, I put it on.
You announced it.
I announced it on Facebook, but I was very vague. I just said.
I even missed it.
I just said we're doing a.
I missed it too.
It was that vague.
Yeah, no, I had 200 likes and like 100 comments. And by the way,
I was probably sleeping.
Yeah, and you know what? It actually passed because I often find myself checking to see who liked my thing.
Oh, I always
and
do.
I didn't see you on there, so I was somewhat disappointed.
I must have. You know what? I was probably with my boyfriend or something.
And there's another person.
I'm not always on Facebook.
Never goes on Facebook.
And there's another person.
I got to look now.
Do you ever get angry?
I follow you, by the way. I didn't unfollow you.
There's
so I don't know what happened.
Right. There's another person that we all know.
I didn't unfollow you either.
We all know very well that's from this city that's kind of an angry soul.
Uh-oh.
That I know that this person always sees everything.
Oh, Carpenter?
No, not the mayor.
Okay,
I know that this person
always sees. They lurk, right?
But no, I know that this person always sees everything because he always knows everything. No,
okay.
But he never likes.
He just friended me.
Will you guys shut up? He never likes anything that I do, and I take offense to that.
Right.
I take offense to it.
I get hurt.
I'm like, I know that he looks at everything because he knows all my business, and he never likes anything.
I don't like anything.
You know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Who? No,
oh, okay,
no, it's someone that used to work in radio.
But it's not. Oh, radio. Yeah. Oh.
What kind of radio?
Yes.
Yeah, I mouthed it.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. Right, duh.
Oh, what do you expect?
But it's almost like it's like there's a bitterness there, and it kind of annoys.
Duh.
And I have very good intuition. And I know it's done intentionally. But anyway, so yeah. So I put a post up there just saying that proud to announce that I'll be shooting a pilot episode for the History Channel that'll air sometime.
Can I say something?
I
know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But
yes.
Look, I just in 2001. I don't know why.
History Channel. You get your plug in.
Yes.
All right. We're going to do that.
I want to finish what I wanted to say when you're done.
Go on. Go on. Do it now.
So then I conveniently get an email.
Yes.
From the producer saying, I should have told you this, and I'm going to email all the other cast members of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't put anything on social media. You probably already know this, but I just want to let you know.
Oh, yeah.
Don't put something on anything on social media because this can blow a deal. And especially since it's an investigative show, we don't want any.
Can I still like it, or did you take it down?
Oh, I immediately took it down.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do you think he knew, and that was his nice way of saying, "I saw it, get it down"?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Do you think?
Maybe not.
But as far as the other person goes, this is jealousy, dude.
It's total jealousy.
Come on.
Look, that has nothing to do with it. If I read something on your facial book and what, you right? Is coffee too hot?
I give my kids shit for not liking stuff. That my kid will say, "Dad,
you got to stop that." You got to stop that.
My kid said, "Dad, I saw you post that." I'm like, why the hell didn't you like it?
That's I know.
That's online abuse.
You can't, one of my sons doesn't like anything. That's okay. My other kids
so,
like stuff.
So now it's on me to that when you put something up on your facial hair book that I have to like it, otherwise I'm
an
asshole.
We get offended if you don't like it.
Once in a while, dude, once throw a like, throw a bone.
You can see that you miss something, but like I always post like feel good stuff.
Dude,
my
it's none of my business
my
what you what people do.
Never yes, will like anything.
I only like I only like things that are extraordinary.
I can't see anything now, so they can't lurk.
This is you don't. This is not the. This is not what Zuckerberg wanted.
Then they can't see anything, and they finally they message you and they go, "Hey, how come I can't see your stuff?"
Why is it? Why is it on me to respond? Otherwise, I'm not doing something right. That's absolutely wrong.
Once in a while,
if you do something, if you do something that's extraordinary or makes me laugh, I might like it. But otherwise, yeah, you talked. It's not like Tori.
Say
something. Tell me, Sam. You drinking water, Ron?
I had a shower yesterday.
I like that. I like that. I like that. I want you to know I like that you took a shower.
But I'm not going to... Well, you know what, Ron? I see your point. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like everything, but if you lurk for like a year and don't even show your face, I'm going to get annoyed at you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kind of like your stuff.
It's part of our culture now,
and
Ron.
And see if you're going to like back, and they don't like back, and I'm like, I've had it.
My son said, Dad, can I get $5 when I go to the store? I'm like, no, you didn't like what I posted yesterday.
Yeah, good.
Oh, my God.
There you go. That'll teach him. It's a lesson.
Yeah.
It's learning.
You know, by the way, happy belated birthday.
No, you say belated happy birthday.
Belated happy birthday.
His birthday wasn't late, you were. I hate when people do that. They say happy belated birthday. That's wrong, people.
Happy birthday.
It's belated happy birthday. I'm giving you a belated. I give you one on time.
I like that.
I saw it on Facebook, and I skimmed by it and didn't write happy birthday on your page because I know you don't check your page.
I don't.
Ooh, okay. I gave you two, one on each page.
Victoria's here.
Oh, that's right. Kinks.
That's actually pretty cool.
We interrupted the whole beginning. There was no beginning.
There was no end.
There will be no end.
Can I get a Mark song?
Yes.
Yeah. What's a Mark song?
Like Marky Mark, isn't he?
Ooh,
like
the Funky Bunch.
The Funky Bunch.
You got a Funky Bunch down there? Or do you manscape?
I like that. I like that. I
like that. Thank you.
That I like.
Right now, I have a little funky.
We've
bunch
talked
and
about
I'm
this.
Due
he does like manscape. That. He does. We talked about
but
this.
But I'm due for a
he
manscape.
Told us that.
Well,
he
has it in Disney characters.
He Brazilian waxes or something. Yeah,
he makes little. He has topiary.
Ooh. Some butter. What is that? Wow. It looks like you got gruel.
I just need some silverware.
Did you give him gruel? What is this?
Thanks. We'll give this to you.
Look at this. You need to get a picture of that, isn't it? What is that? It's like something that came back up.
I really
up.
Should take a picture of that.
You,
I really should.
I mean, that's like, I would be embarrassed to serve it. I'm like, well, you asked for it. Oh, here it is.
Speaking of post, did a little you see parsley my post would the be other good. Day?
What?
I don't know.
With the picture?
Oh, I didn't like it. I didn't
did
like
see
it.
See my picture post?
I don't know why I'm not seeing your thing.
Oh my God! Can I talk about that a little bit?
Well, I don't know what it is. So
I don't either.
And can you put pictures up on your on the thing? Because I have something that would incite a lot
What's
of.
What's my thing?
I don't know. That one you got me.
What's my thing?
On your thing is on gruel. The podcast page.
Yeah, sure.
I have a picture. I have a beautiful. Can I have some ketchup too, please? I'm sorry, it's so difficult. I have a picture Janice and I have a picture in my home, our home.
Careful.
That's a very, in our home. And a very nice, it's a very nice piece of artwork.
You can't see it.
It's a very nice piece of artwork. It's like a $1,000 piece hanging on the wall. And it's a Victor Klaus. And it's a matter of interpretation. Now, my sisters were over the other night. We were drinking wine with my brother-in-laws, and all of a sudden, everyone started standing in front of this picture, and it became like a two-hour.
Oh, they
drank
a lot then, yeah.
And let me show you this picture.
All right, hold up to the microphone.
I'm going to hold up to the microphone. No, I'm serious.
The audience wants to see it right now.
I'm going to hold it up to the microphone.
All right.
And I want you to use your interpretation.
We can put it on the thing.
I saw flowers from a second ago. I couldn't really
see
a good look, though.
Take a look at that picture. It has some sexual connotations.
This guy is like really eyeballing somebody's rear end.
It looks like
he's
someone's
like looking right down.
It looks like someone's having anal sex with someone. That's
let me
see.
What is
that thing?
Now let me see.
Is it with the devil? What kind of a penis is that? It's like a long lightning bolt.
I'm not. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Is it a lightning bolt?
Like the outline of the legs. And a little ass cheek.
It almost looks like the Hunchback of Notre Dame has someone bent over.
Okay.
But then also someone sees a penguin in there. Do you see a penguin?
Why do you have kids and you have this on your wall? Stop it.
Yes.
Get that off
do
your
you
wall.
Do you see the penguin?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, and then there's a donkey.
Oh, yeah, it could be a... Oh, yeah, I see that.
It's like an abstract piece of art that has like a million different... It's really cool.
All right.
It's art.
It is art.
You can have art around kids. It's not, you know, you can have naked sculptures of people, but you can't have
I mean,
but,
anal sex.
But all the, all
it's
the
not
thing,
anal sex.
You just said it was.
You think it's all animals and guys trying to fuck animals?
Can I text this to you and
yes,
put
please.
It up on your site
by the
and
time,
have the listening
by
audience?
By the time they're listening to this, they will see the picture.
And
it'll
then
be there.
Take a poll.
Yeah, I'm just.
But you have to get it to me like within an hour. Like, ooh. As soon as I leave, like, you got to text it.
All right, I will. Anyways, go ahead. This is your show.
That was it.
That was all. You want to put pepper on his grill?
I got to do something with it.
That looks like something George Jetson would eat.
All right, fine.
Like I know. Like
this
plate.
Is This is what. This is day two of my 3-day detox.
God, only 3 days because you'll die if you go longer.
How's no, I'm going crazy now. I'm really hungry, but I can't eat anything.
Looking?
Huh?
How's your bowel movement looking?
Really nice. Oh. The flaxseed really does a nice number on you, and it does detox and it does clean you out. And I'm putting nothing bad in, so it's been pretty good. And all I had to eat solid-wise yesterday was salmon, which I love. So it's worked out okay. But I'm going to do this through Thursday night. And then Friday morning, I'm going down to my local primary care person. I'm getting a blood test just to see if it really made a difference.
What if it did? You're going to live on gruel?
Yeah. No. I just do it every one. Maybe I'll do once a month if it did.
Why don't you drink wheatgrass? It does the same thing.
Yeah, I like that. What's up, wheatgrass? Sounds good.
Why don't you drink wheatgrass? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying this. Drink Dr. Oz.
Do you ever have aloe ground up and drink it?
No.
That's good. Read about that.
I used to work at a health food restaurant in L.A. called The Flowering Tree, and all the celebrities would come in and get shots of wheatgrass.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know
what they're weird.
It cleanses you.
Why do you want to be a celebrity? But they're weirdos. Good, because they're weirdos, aren't they?
I don't know. I'm weird, so.
Yeah.
Well, so am I, but.
I don't think being
they're
on
they're a different
channel,
level of weird.
You know,
the History Channel.
If a bunch of dudes could become rich off of ice road truckers, on the History Channel, I certainly hope I can make something of myself.
Yeah, I know, Mark. Well, first of all, I hope you can, and you're much more talented than the ice road truckers.
I hope so.
But at the same time, it's a little sad that our form of entertainment has has gone down to this.
Yeah.
But it's great, nonetheless.
Anyways.
I don't know. Of course, you'll be hosting Jeopardy.
It's really yummy.
No, you eat it yourself.
Don't so mean.
No, get it
so
away from
mean.
My face. Get it away.
Just put it on his plate.
Get your pig out of here.
He won't eat it. He seems very determined with this thing.
Nope. I am determined. It's going to happen.
Only one more day, right?
Why don't you just, like, eat three
Like
square meals a day at exercise?
I will. I do. And I will. But I will, but I'm just, this is the introduction. This is drinking this broth all day and having salmon and spinach.
You get up every morning and have egg whites like Rocky Balboa?
This is my first.
Does he have egg yolks?
No, not
egg
at all.
Yolks.
He drinks it.
Yeah.
Can't you get salmonella doing that?
I think so.
Salmonella. He's
Sal
a guy,
Manila. You know him?
Are you in a restaurant?
The Bronx.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now that looks, you're eating it almost like he's like, look at how he's like picking
he's
it
trying
up
to savor
the,
it.
Yeah, right.
Savor each white sloppy bite.
Why'd you just eat your own food?
I think that you just totally ruined your diet by putting pepper on it.
Hey, you know that thing down the street?
No.
It's not there anymore. That little shrine.
No, it's not?
What are you talking about?
I just
about?
Drove by it. The accident.
Thing. Oh, the accident shrine.
There's just a bag tied around a lamp pole.
That's all that's left.
Yeah.
Well, there comes a point where you just
can't leave it there forever.
I was wondering about that, though. Weren't we wondering?
Well, we were saying it gets muddy, it gets rained on,
nice.
And then the lovely thought turns into a something.
So
awful.
They left a red bag tied around the streetlight.
That's
I
nice.
I drove by somewhere. It was either on 95 or 495 somewhere, and I actually saw an actual beautiful headstone on the side of the road.
You're kidding me?
No. Where someone was killed.
Yeah, I guess
I've seen crosses.
Possible.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
headstone.
Gonna, yeah.
Okay, they're moving it. They're kicking it up a notch. All right.
They are kicking it up.
They
well, I don't think he's buried there or anything. Or wouldn't that be
a
horrible idea? That would. Why a head?
You died there. There you're going to stay, buddy. Sorry.
See, it's Sunday morning. The family's standing on the curb.
Yeah.
Every time I drive by, there's people planting flowers. And
yeah, that's just wrong.
Didn't they put him in a graveyard? Can't they go to the graveyard and do the flower thing?
No.
They probably did, but
it's
they,
more morbid to be right where you died. I would think
that's side of the highway.
Yeah.
So when someone hangs themselves, you go look up, stand, look at the chair all the time. Oh,
yeah, it's my favorite tree. Know? I mean, you know, it's awful.
Jeepers.
Hey, what did you think of?
Hated it.
What did you think of?
I like it.
No, I finally
I'm gonna like it.
I finally, Ron. This isn't for Ron. What did you think
I'll
of
just
the
leave.
Sex scene on The Walking Dead? Is that a little too much?
No. And didn't they say they almost cut that?
They
cut
almost
that?
Censored it.
Right. No. There should be more sex. Are you kidding me? That's the first sex I've seen.
But it was very, like...
Since the first season, when they were in the tent, Laurie and Shane. It was the first time. So, I think, that I remember.
Is this a TV show?
No, Walking Dead.
What's that guy's name right here?
Abraham.
Lincoln.
He's awesome.
Yeah, Abraham's good.
I don't care for
him. He was in a really great show that was critically acclaimed but canceled.
Oh.
Called Southland.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah, I heard it was critically acclaimed.
Great show.
Mm-hmm. He's in The Jogging Dead.
He played a gay guy.
That's a sequel?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He could play a good gay guy.
Yeah.
He could. I could
you take
that.
Your cell phone off the table? It's making some static.
Take my phone off?
Yeah, well, it's off the table. Okay, good.
I'm giving feedback, dude.
I was trying to give you some feedback.
It's good. You did a good job. Well done.
No, I didn't know what it was all about, but it was...
You dug a well. It was a well job.
I didn't think this week's episode was that good.
I like that.
No, this week's episode was dry.
Yeah.
Except that we learned about...
Oh, my God.
Mullet guy?
Eugene.
Eugene.
He was lying.
He's just a guy. He's just a dude.
He's a guy. He's not a scientist. And
he just wants to get to D.C.
I don't know if I like the whole dynamic with the hospital and...
Beth, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And now we got Carol there.
Yeah.
And they keep doing flashbacks. Did you see the flashback?
Yeah.
It's Daryl and Carol.
Yeah.
Daryl and Carol. Daryl's other brother, Carol. They're driving back in the car. And she's already been admitted to the hospital under maybe false pretenses. They just skip
around. Jumping the shark.
Was it, please?
Oh, God, I hope not.
It could be jumping the shark.
Maybe, but I hope not.
You know what that means?
No.
You know what jump the shark means? You haven't heard
Fonzie.
That term?
That's Happy Days, remember?
Sorry, I don't know.
It's a pop culture term. When something goes bad, it jumps the shark, because Happy Days went downhill when? Fonzie had to jump over the shark with the motorcycle. Ever since then, it went downhill.
Oh.
It was canceled.
That's like an expression now.
Oh.
For the last 30
interesting.
Years.
You never heard? There's a website.
I'm sure there's a website on everything.
I made a website right this minute.
That makes it legitimate. There's a website.
Oh, okay. Then it must be true.
So you have a bunch of notes that you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Today.
Well, I thought, I guess...
You're off to dinner with your children.
I know, you brought us two then. How are you supposed to get that done? You didn't think this plan through.
This is if things go a little dry,
oh.
So I pulled the sheet out immediately.
That would never go
dry like my toast.
How come you don't have anything on your toast?
Because I'm cleansing.
It's cleansing.
The bacon helps.
Bacon
chaser.
I got no icing on my donut.
That's right.
Good for you.
Put it on your sheet.
GFY.
That's your language.
What did you want to talk about?
I know, now it doesn't really matter.
No, something about Obama. I can see the name
Obama.
Well,
it's always Obama. Everything's always Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Dave's not here.
Oh, my God. Actually, I got something to put in Dave's face.
What?
That sounded
that
so
really sounded
so
wrong.
Hot.
Yeah. We'll put that picture up on the website, too.
Okay.
Dave, my biggest problem with Dave, and I love the guy.
And you have many, but the biggest.
No, not that many.
We know he doesn't listen, so you can say what you want.
No, he does.
True.
I'm sure he does.
I don't.
Maybe he does. The environment, when he said that whole thing with climate change is stupid and it's absolutely ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
And I thought, you people are single-handedly going to kill civilization. You don't realize what you're saying, how damaging that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him ignorant, and we don't do this as much. But no, he was here last week. We did a nice show.
Oh, I know.
Show.
The brother ass kissing got out of hand, but yeah.
Yeah.
I love you, brother. You're my brother from another mother.
Yeah.
Well, he's a nice guy. Tori, you have to put
say it once,
opinions.
But don't beat it into the ground.
You have to take opinions and personality and put them aside.
No, I don't.
Oh, well, of course you don't have to.
When they're off mic, they're back to...
Yeah, we're back to...
Who knows what people say about me? I don't even want to know.
Nothing.
What people think about me is none of my business.
But what are you saying? You're putting it in his face. You're probably the only one that could put it in his face without having to get on a stool.
Correct. That's why we're brothers.
Right.
Anyway, so apparently Obama, who happens to be the president this time,
mm-hmm.
went to China, something that Kerry had set up. It's like
Kerry from Homeland?
No, this is Kerry Underwood.
Oh, okay.
John Kerry.
He said that from Homeland.
He said.
He's not the Homeland Security.
Homeland Security.
No, I meant Homeland itself.
I didn't. I'm sorry. Can we just start over?
I like that.
Who's on first?
Go like it.
So anyway, so Obama meets with the big China guy, and
the
they actually
cheese. There's no cheese in China. We did this. Go on.
So they meet and they shake hands and they agree that within a certain number of years, like 50 years, they are going to reduce pollution. We are the China and the United States are the two largest polluters.
We are polluters. The world. That's what I want to say. He decided to say we are. As soon as he said we are, I just dropped in the
So
world.
Anyway, so they have made a pact to actually reduce pollution. So I was very happy about that. And but what I'm upset about is that the Republicans actually responded to this pact between China and the United States and said, oh, great, because now for the future administrations, when there's a Republican president, now we have to follow this thing. And I thought, oh, my God, here we go. All right, have a good day. All right.
You're talking foreign policy again.
I'm sorry. You know, when politics. I start getting, yeah, I really, see, my listening, the listening audience is intelligent.
When the thing gets dry, we have to find something dry to talk about. Fight dry with dry.
Man.
So what's next on the list?
Mark apparently is got a television show that will be airing in 2015.
That's
great. Really? When was this?
In 2015. It's going to be.
Well, I don't know if it's going to air.
Can we talk about
it? I would
talk
assume
about
it's going to air in 2015. We're shooting it in about 3 weeks.
Nice. Where are you shooting it?
I got to spend a week down in Baltimore.
On purpose?
Yes.
This is like the Baltimore Triangle. What do they call the area?
The area is Glen Burnie, and it's the Wishing Rock area, and it's a bunch of mysterious stuff. Now, I've told him I'm supposed to.
Oh, you're not supposed to talk about it. Yeah. Okay.
But nobody listens.
Well, he has like 643 listeners.
Wow.
Well,
exactly.
Actually, it's.
No, you're getting a lot.
We're getting a lot.
Yeah, we'll be down in Baltimore, and we'll be filming down there for a week, and then they'll be editing up the first episode.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big difference from when I was down there doing the exercise footage when I was working with the other potential co-hosts. They've now chosen a co-host to be alongside me. And now we'll probably have, what, 3, 4, 5 cameras in our faces, sound guys, lighting, photographers, blah, blah, blah,
You're
blah.
A big deal now.
Oh, yeah, so big.
Do you have to do this naked?
And afraid.
I'm afraid of Disney.
I'd do it naked if they wanted me to.
That would be history.
Yes.
Wow.
It wouldn't air on the History Channel. Yeah, it's funny. Janice and I
do naked TV.
Janice
show.
And I were talking. We watch it's funny. We watch a lot of HDTV.
We'll be the judge of that.
Do you watch HDTV?
Yes, I do.
We're obsessed with that channel.
Yes, I am too.
That's sad.
It is sad.
But do you ever watch Flip This House with
yes,
the really hot blonde with
yes,
the
yes,
fake boobs
yes.
and her husband? They're a good-looking couple.
Correct.
And they have the baby.
Yes.
And
she does nothing but carry the baby around.
Right.
That's
and at
her
the same, and at the same,
oh, you guys really like women.
Yes.
You watch this HDTV.
Oh,
huh?
She's
yes,
smoking
we are
a lot.
Like women.
And at the same time,
we actually have tests.
Janice and I were talking
we about.
Janice and I were talking about my television show, and you know we were talking about like you know how it, when it progresses,
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to negotiate more money.
Yes.
I would and right assume. Now, it's just more the exposure, and there's not a lot of pay.
Mm-hmm. There's exposure.
But if you watch that show,
yes.
If you watch the first season, which airs some of the reruns,
yes.
they're driving around in a Honda Pilot.
Right.
If you watch like the third season,
yeah.
they have like an $80,000 Cadillac they're driving
that.
Around in. It's just so funny as you see that.
So you're doing it for the Benjamins?
Absolutely not. I'm doing it for the creative process.
Okay. Just checking. Because you said you'd be naked.
But I like that other little blonde, too, from Detroit that fixes all those houses in Minnesota.
Yes,
and
she's a little too manly for me.
She's little and petite.
She's little and petite, but she does manly things. And I don't
it's
find
hot.
That. I don't
Isn't
find
she's
that.
She's kind of
no,
hot.
Hot.
She wears
it's
a tool belt.
That's not hot. A woman that does manly things is not
and
hot.
How about the British guy and the British girl that Love It or List It?
Yes. Well,
like
he's not a
show.
British guy. He's an American
Whatever
guy.
Whatever he is.
Yeah.
She's
British.
Shows.
British, yeah.
yeah.
Love it
Because you don't
it.
Watch the channel.
I don't want to watch
Then the
TV.
Property Brothers.
Don't care for the Property
no,
Brothers.
I don't really
I think
either.
They're both a little gay.
Yeah.
Where's
my coffee at?
Yeah. I'm big into the Property
she
Brothers.
Drafts.
But I like Love it. I like Love It or List It, too.
I do, too.
And now I'm getting into those international shows, like the beachfront property.
You breathe some fresh air.
Like, you know,
There's a whole world out there. What do you mean? You getting into more TV now?
We just, that's what we do.
Do you watch porno with her?
With Janice
yeah.
Bourne? No.
Okay. Did no. you ever with any of your previous wives?
No.
Okay.
What?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
All right, Tori, do you?
He's very straight-laced.
Do
I
watch,
have.
Do you watch porno with
not
your
Not right
boyfriends?
Now, but
okay.
I have.
Okay.
No. I watch porno on my own time.
Well, I mean, there's that. I understand.
I mean, I kind of agree with Mark. What's the
yeah.
point?
Yeah.
It depends. It depends on who the person is.
We had a porn movie last night, and we afterwards we watched HDTV.
Then they do.
You watch porn and then HDTV.
We made love last night, mad passionate
love.
Oh,
oh,
come on, oh, that's sweet.
And then we, I like that.
And then we watched HDTV afterwards.
Wow. Mm. So that's how you like a like a cigarette.
It's like the cigarette afterwards. Yes.
HDTV. Okay.
I just love that
channel.
I guess
you do. HGTV. Right. I'm totally addicted to that channel.
Yeah.
I'm not going near it now. It sounds dangerous.
Oh, my God. The show is really...
Are you kidding me? You'd be glued to your television.
Even the Vanilla Ice Project I watch.
Like World of Warcraft. You'd never leave it.
You ever see the Vanilla Ice Project?
No.
You know Vanilla Ice?
I do.
Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a show on...
Stop.
Show.
Regenerate. What is? How does he say it? Stop. Communicate.
Yeah. He's got a show.
Don't listen.
Who's the guy?
That goes to Lowe's.
T-Pain.
And does your whole backyard over.
Adam Carolla? Is that his name?
Yeah.
He does a home show. Did you know about this? It's on a different channel.
Where do I know that name? What was he on?
DIY channel?
He was with he was with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, then they broke up.
Oh, the man show. Right. They jump on trampolines. Women will jump on trampolines. I remember that now.
Here's what Adam does, and it's a fascinating program. You'll love it, Mark.
Yes.
He hooks up with a contractor.
Yeah.
And they go to people's homes where they hired a contractor and they didn't finish the work or they screwed it up so much that the house is falling apart. And it turns into like a hidden camera kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they trap this contractor that runs out and does a lousy job.
Mm-hmm.
And they threaten either to sue him or he can repair the thing himself under their supervision. And it's fun. It's like...
They publicly humiliate him.
Yes. It's like...
And he agrees to this. He signs the waiver.
Yeah. It's like that show like...
I would never do that.
Where you capture the... what's that show where they capture the kid people, the rapist little people?
The stranger.
What's the name
of
that show?
Come sit down. Chris, what's
his
name?
Yeah, it's Chris... whatever. Yeah. But it's like that.
Okay.
It's the same kind of thing.
Hi.
It's fun. How you doing?
Quick story since I'm all...
He's enjoying his coffee.
Did I ever tell you that I was on the man show?
I noticed this. You were on the man show?
Did you
jump on the trampoline?
I was on the man show.
Oh my God.
What part did you play?
It was a man.
I was out in California. Do you know the man show?
Yes, I do.
I was out in California.
You've done everything.
Probably 10 years ago on vacation. I didn't want to be on the man show. I was in California.
I'd be on the man
show. On vacation. My youngest son, this is probably 15 years ago.
Okay.
My youngest son, Max's mother, Jennifer, who's very beautiful and looks the role of a
very nice.
Beautiful woman.
Very nice.
I hope so.
We were walking down Melrose Avenue, hand in hand.
Right.
She had a little mini skirt on, a little bedazzly tank top with her big chesticles. And as we're walking down the street, there was a fat little chubby boy that was standing next to it, leaning on a light pole.
Mm-hmm.
We walked by, the chubby boy looked at Jennifer and said, "You're about a six, but I'd still do you."
What a troll.
And
that's
she,
a troll.
And she freaked out. She's like, "What?"
Mm-hmm.
And she like almost went after the kid.
Because she said it was
because
just a
he
six.
Said, he go, he, the kid was like 10.
Yeah.
He goes, "You're about a six, but I'd still do you."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Can you?" She was... Besides, can you believe what he just said? And she almost went after him, get in his face.
Yeah.
As soon as she did that, we didn't notice. There was a van right there, and cameras jumped out. You know that little kid that's on the show that wears the earpiece, and they feed him things
to say to people on the
street?
Yeah.
So then,
that's a Howard Stern thing, isn't it? That's old.
Yeah, the man show does it. So then they came out with all the waivers. I can't say I was on the man show because I really don't know because I can't remember.
I got to look
it
up.
A little more?
Yeah, I love it.
I can't remember if we signed the waivers or not, to be honest, because she was fuming.
Yeah.
She was so pissed.
That's good. I would have said thank you.
Yeah.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Go chase him after him, please.
Yeah, they had that kid doing a lot of stuff.
I got to look this stuff up.
If you can find that, let me know.
Oh, I will.
I
find everything.
You think it's on? I doubt that's on YouTube. It's probably on like
stuff.
One of their boxes.
Don't I find stuff, Ron? I can find. You don't mind
anyone. She finds amazing things.
I find things.
Well, if you mention any subject, she will find it.
I will. I'll put it on your wall.
Her last name was L-I-N-D-E, Lind. Jennifer Lind.
All right.
That's Max's mother. Sorry.
Like the candy.
Well, why did you say her name?
I don't care.
All right.
Yeah. It was funny, but you know, because she's clearly not a six. You know,
clearly a seven.
You know, so I was somewhat offended.
Well,
you should have gone back.
They were trying to offend. They succeeded. You got trolled, man.
You should have said you were only a six. Then you would have.
I don't date anything lower than a nine.
Oh God.
I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
Why not? I don't
but
either.
Nine by
you
my
don't
standards.
Say that.
Nine by my standards.
Oh.
Doesn't have to be the world standards.
Be
yeah, exactly.
Standards.
That's how Sorry, I
move the
it.
Microphone yes. closer to you. And
beauty's
not,
in the right. eye of the beholder. That's and right. it's on the inside anyway, right?
Absolutely. I love being on the inside. I mean,
oh,
love being
oh
on.
That's a two. That's a two.
Did you like that?
No, it wasn't hot.
Did you? He didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it. Okay. I'm not going to like anything anymore, because then if I like something, then people say, oh, you like that, but you didn't like this. It's better not to like
when
anything
Ron
at all.
When Ron says something on my Facebook, I get all excited. I go, oh, my God, Ron spoke. It's what just happened?
It's just so
I
funny.
Make it biblical.
So funny how our culture has changed so much, where we actually exert that much energy into...
But it's social media.
Well, what's a poke?
I don't know, but I know Craig Pina's mother, who's like 75, poked me about 2 months ago, and I said something to him. I said, Craig, will you tell your mother to stop poking me?
Ooh. She's just trying to get your attention.
Yeah, I have no clue what a poke
Always ticklish.
I have no clue what
now,
a
Now, if you
is.
Poked her,
oh, see, that would be a war starting.
Be different.
Because she's an old woman. What would the point be?
I don't maybe. Understand what we're even talking about.
You just said she was in her 70s.
Maybe I'm a GILF.
I'm a G.
You're a GILF?
I'm a big G.
I think this
no,
whole
Luke
thing.
G.
What are we talking about now?
Are you a RILF? Are you a RILF?
What is that?
He's a PILF.
Was it like having sex with young dogs? I don't understand what that is.
I've seen people having sex with animals.
Oh, we're going to do this right now.
Where is this?
Just an hour ago.
Back when I was a prison guard at Bridgewater.
Well, they have goats
on the
there?
Back in the at the farm
oh my
over
God.
In Bridgewater, we'd often catch inmates.
Kind of animals? What kind of animals would there be?
Keep the animals away from the prison.
What kind of animals are in West Bridgewater?
In Bridgewater. They have a whole farm out there at the Correctional
they
Institution
need to stop
in Bridgewater.
That farm
this
right
is back
now.
In the 80s.
What do they do, milk them?
Were they chickens?
No, just like, you know, they say a lamb's ass is very similar.
Let's see what the ratings go on this one, huh? How many listeners? We'll count them.
Is that a nine?
Bah.
That's about a six, but I just don't do it.
I just don't eat lamb. That's awful. That's awful.
You think I'm going to be edited when I'm on this show?
This
I hope,
show?
I hope you are.
No,
well,
when I do
oh.
that, they're going to edit the hell out of me.
I
can tone it down.
You know what? They probably like that because the bleeping is more significant than the actual word that's spoken.
That's right.
Because it's real. Yeah.
Even the Daily Show.
That's what I hate about it. They make it real
but
that way.
But you know what's kind of interesting that I'm worried about is when we did, and I'm not throwing my boy under the bus, but when we did all
oh,
the...
Oh, what horrible
when we did
picture that thing. Oh, my God. When,
your boy?
When oh we did a lot of the... when we did a lot of the experimental shooting, the
Ouch.
Exercises,
yep.
the gentleman that I'm working with...
Landscape boy.
He's from the South. He's from Atlanta. He's like a Confederate guy.
Uh-oh.
And just from listening to him talking and just having normal rambling conversation, he's like
a bigot.
Borderline.
Mm. Yeah.
Borderline
racist.
And doesn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and calls me like an uptight Yankee from the Northeast.
See, they raise kids that way. It's never going to end that cycle
like,
because they keep raising kids that way.
Yeah.
Call him a cracker.
And he, because... Yeah, I just got that vibe, and I'm like, I hope he tones that down when we get on the air, because I know how to be generic. I learned that from being on WXBR. You know, you got to be, you know, walk that line, but not offend.
That sounds boring.
Not offend.
Mark, here's what
he's
you got to do.
Generic.
I'll be your private behind the scenes personality writer.
All right.
And here's my first idea for you. Yeah. If he ever uses the word Yankee on you, you turn around on the show.
Yeah.
Because it's not
say?
Scripted. You turn around and you say, "Oh, are you a cracker because you're from the South?" I wish you would not say that because it's very unintelligent, and that would start an argument, then your ratings would go up.
He actually sent me a message saying, "You know, I'm nervous that the network's going to try to get us to have conflict with each other." And
that's what they're doing.
And I said, "You know what?
You make your own conflict.
You can only hope so because I'm very good at pissing people off.
Uh-oh.
So I'm gonna do it for the show.
Do it.
If I pissed you off. I can piss people off too.
You know what pissed me off on the way over here?
Don't piss me off.
I was trying to listen to my favorite radio station, sports radio, 93.7.
Another one.
And you know what? It was Haitian music playing on it. Like it got pirated. Somehow.
Just for a certain stretch of road, right?
No, from Hanson all the way into Brockton.
Oh, no way. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I wonder if they knew that at the station.
I think it's Massasoit that
they can't
has
pirate.
A similar, no. The Massasoit, as I understand,
it
has a channel.
WEI.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Oh. No, they don't know, and there isn't much they can do about it. I happen to know about this stuff.
Yeah, because Deval Patrick likes it, remember? There was a whole thing. He didn't care.
Because you have to have a voice. Yeah. Moses.
Why,
Moses
did someone post it on Facebook?
No, there was something in the paper.
Patrick liked it. So.
No, Deval Patrick. Yeah, he said there was this whole article. No, remember there was an article months ago
it's
about
true.
This these pirating stations, and he was like, well, you know, we need the voice.
You know Moses Rodriguez, who parted the Red Sea and the whole bit? He was interviewed about pirate stations, and he actually said, and was quoted by saying, I don't see if it's a bad thing. It's the way that the certain cultures, the only way that they can have a voice, because they don't have the money that other people have, which is weird,
so that's
in
like
order
the
to run
Piper.
A
rate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what
you
it is.
The rich,
yeah,
the
but
poor, right?
Business-wise,
that's
I mean,
Robin
you can't.
Robin Hood.
The Pied Piper had a flute, and all the rats
store.
Would follow him.
That was a candy store in Whitman.
Yeah,
but you know what? That's like that's like saying go into a CVS and steal stuff because you don't have the money
to
pay for it, and yet it's you're cultural, and so you know.
So only steal the cultural items.
You can't steal from somebody. Someone owns that station. Someone owns that frequency. They have a license. You're stealing from them, and I can't believe.
Well, I know when I drive down Brockton, I get interrupted just for a little while from that music.
You're stealing. It's stealing. You can't do that. It's illegal, and it's known to be illegal. And here's a guy who's actually in local government saying, well, I think it's a good
default,
thing.
By default, you know, he couldn't get in all those other years.
Right.
When I'm not listening to sports radio, I listen to HJY or Lorne and Wally 105.7.
God, you're old, huh?
Yeah.
I'm older than you.
He is old.
I listen to 60s, 70s, 80s, or I listen to...
Radio.
I have a wicked old soul.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. I hate hip-hop-y...
You don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
They're okay. I don't mind them.
See, okay. All right.
You know, yeah.
Just checking.
They're okay. I saw the Black Crowes last year.
Can I ask you something? Oh, I did too. They were migrating. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you? Tori liked that.
Yes.
When you...
Yes. When I what?
When you listen to sports radio conversation,
yes.
What enthralls you about conversations about something that is of no consequence?
I don't...
Exactly. Ron and I are on the same page.
I don't really... Listen to the sports.
Now he doesn't listen.
No, listen to me. Can I finish my finish my comment?
He wants to be an intellectual.
Can I finish my statement?
Yeah.
It's kind of like It's kind of like you don't watch. I don't like motorcycles, right? But I'll watch American Chopper anyways. I listen.
You
to,
don't make any sense.
Yes, I do make sense. I'm getting somewhere with my point. I listen to the Dennis and Callahan show, Dennis Callahan and Minahan, in the morning because I like the dynamic between the three of them.
So you're listening to the dynamic
like
as opposed to the subject matter.
Yes, I like that they bicker with each other. Okay. You know, I like you know
like the
banter
subject.
With you know I that's secondary to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So that I was making a point.
You do. Okay.
Yeah, you were making a point.
And it's kind of like American. It's kind of like American Chopper. I don't like freaking motorcycles, but I like the dynamic between between the family.
I thought all guys liked motorcycles.
That's kind of like why I watched American Idol at first because I didn't really care for people when it first came out.
Oh, yeah. A little addendum.
But and I watched it because I liked the way Simon Cowell just put people down.
I like him, yeah.
So, I didn't care about the music, really. I just wanted to hear the comments.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess so.
Did you watch, and I taped it, I didn't watch it this week.
No.
Did you watch the show last Monday with the little kid chefs?
Oh.
That was really good.
Look at you, too. You
I don't like that show.
You don't like it? Why? Well, those kids are so cute.
I don't like
they
kids
whip
on
up
television.
Some freaking
he doesn't
food.
Like kids at all. So.
Yeah, but they're not exploiting him, and he's not yelling at them like he does the grown-up people.
Did you watch it last night?
No, I have it taped.
Oh, my
the
God.
Pancake one?
What about
yes.
I didn't know. I have it taped.
Here's what they do, and I turned it off
like,
because it was so stupid. Here's what they did. They Gordon
are you spoiling
Ramsay,
it for me? Is this spoiler alert?
It was just a little funny thing, and it had nothing to do with the outcome.
Right.
They let the kids pour... a whole gallon of syrup on Gordon
cute?
Ramsay's head.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I couldn't figure out
that,
what the hell that was.
I saw the preview of that.
Yeah.
I saw Gordon Ramsay. I started flipping
and I thought to myself, what are we doing here? You know, was this like a syrup challenge?
Yeah.
Probably was.
But the kids are so damn cute, and they can freaking cook.
Yeah, right. Well, they should be in bed.
They're just they're attention hounds. They're attention hounds that are going to grow up wrong because they want to be on television. It's going to screw up their
little
brains. They're
going to grow up to own restaurants.
Yeah, they're going to want attention.
It's
all
cute.
The time.
I just don't want. I don't like watching
you know
children
why,
on television.
Do you think
ever.
They did that to protect because of his image?
Yes.
What
because his image was...
He's an asshole.
Yeah, because he's an asshole.
Still an asshole.
Yeah, but he's...
They want to make him...
They want to show that he can tone it down in front of little assholes.
That he can tone it down. He's got a sensitive side to him and that he, you know, he cares about
his
the children.
His memes are really funny. Yeah. That's all I know
but he's
about
not.
Him.
He's not sensitive.
Memes.
He's actually
an
asshole.
Just, I've lost my love for It's Jumped the Shark for me. And you would... Probably not you, but I don't... I love The Voice and I haven't loved it this season. Because you know what I'm gonna.
Well, that's like throwing your balls under the bus.
But I'm sending an email off to the producers. Right. I think they need to do like The Voice 80s edition, The Voice classic edition. Because half these fucking songs, I don't even know what they're singing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even though I don't watch it, I know what you
so
mean.
So why not do like a themed voice?
Here's the problem with all these shows.
Yes.
Is when you lose the original cast.
Yeah.
It always changes. It happens in sitcoms. It happens even on judging shows where you get connected with the judges or the personalities. And then when you change them, it's like,
No, all right,
it's different.
I think that matters on The Voice, though, because the main judges are still always been in place. Adam Levine and Blake Shelton, the two in the middle, they interchange them with another blonde and another black person. That's what they do.
I think that's what killed American Idol. That's what killed American Idol was changing the personnel.
You had Christina Aguilera, then they went to Shakira.
Yeah.
Then they went to...
Oh, you really memorized this, huh?
Yeah, then they went to
the fat black
Gwen,
guy. Who's the fat black
Gwen
guy?
Stefani.
Use your brain
blondes.
For good, not evil.
Then they have the short black guy.
You know way too much about this stupid stuff.
That has elephant hands. What's his name? The first guy that
was... Yeah, I can't remember his name. Yeah.
Then they go from CeeLo Green to Usher. Then they go from Usher to Pharrell. Like, why
know.
Are they? Are they keeping
I don't know,
a
Sherelle from
Pharrell?
Pharrell.
I have a lot.
I can't
of
watch America's Got Talent. I hate that show.
Do you know what I tell people? I like that show.
I don't like it. I don't like Howie Mandel. He annoys me.
Do you know what I tell people that give me a hard time for having useless information in my brain?
Yeah.
I read police reports, grand jury minutes about rape, homicide, this, that. I read hardcore stuff
right.
all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
And I investigate hardcore stuff,
so
I balance it out
up.
With
okay.
the Brady Bunch.
All right. All right, that's fine.
Yeah. All right.
There's nothing wrong with shows like that. There's nothing wrong with Americana stuff.
I like that. Bewitched. I Dream a Genie.
Yeah.
I stood in line for hours to get Greg Brady's autograph once.
Do you sometimes wish...
What's his name? Williams.
I'm a little older than the both of you, but not by much, really. And
you said a birthday. I love it all.
Does it annoy you or do you feel sad that all that safety net of... The old sitcoms where nothing horrible ever happened to anybody. Mm-hmm. There was no cursing. Everything was just okay. Mm-hmm. It was just a safety net of life. It was like something to escape to that seemed like it's what normal is supposed to be, although it really isn't. But I missed that safety net of that.
Well, they were trying to mirror society, I think, and that's what society was back then. And now they're still trying to mirror society, but society has changed.
Correct.
I've been following Richard Rickover now on Facebook.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Richard was on the last two seasons of Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, yes.
And he's like a famous producer director now.
Really?
Yeah. And I belong to the Leave It to Beaver fan club on Facebook.
I know you do.
Page.
That's a shame.
I know you do.
That's
you
a little
it.
Before
you
my time.
Very
that's
corny.
That's really. I've
well,
seen
Mark,
it. I used
Mark
to watch
and I
it,
talked to Mark talked to
Jerry
Mathers a few times.
And Tony Dow's on Facebook. I've seen his picture.
Sure. Well, there's nothing else for them to
I
do.
I love
with
Tony Dow.
Nothing else to do. You have to get on board.
Do you realize that the second installment of Leave It to Beaver, the one that still the Beaver that ran in the 80s, produced more episodes than the original one?
Really?
Yes. In that they still don't have the rights to that. The whoever owns it, that's never been reproduced. It's never aired. It's never aired.
Version.
Oh yeah, it was on TBS.
It's
back
called
in
Still the
80s.
Beaver.
Still the Beaver, and he was a divorced dad.
Was it the same people?
Barbara
on the show?
Billingsley was a widow. Yeah.
Oh no way. Okay.
Yeah. And then they introduced Beaver's real kids that were on the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they just wanted to.
He still wore a ball cap and everything when he was older.
Mm-hmm. But he gained a lot of weight, didn't he?
Yeah. He sent my kid an autographed picture last year. I emailed the Beav.
I have Butch Patrick on my Facebook. He's Eddie Munster.
Is he a friend, or is he like
friend,
a like page?
No, he's friend.
I got in
under the wire.
I'm hunting him down.
He's got 5,000. I think he's at the max.
Shit.
Like Jesse James is at the max. I got him.
Jesse James, the bikey guy? I know the guy that discovered him, and he said he was the biggest asshole on the planet.
Probably.
Sean Gallagher, who was the head of Discovery and TLC, discovered Jesse James. And he's a guy that I tried to do a television show with about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he said he was the biggest...
Well, look what he did to Sandra Bullock. He broke her a little heart.
Why do you like him?
I don't know. I just got on his Facebook and now I'm on there. And he posts himself shooting guns and his little doggies.
Oh, that's nice.
And welding stuff.
I follow Gilbert Gottfried.
He's funny.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's wicked funny.
He's filthy.
He's filthy.
He's funny, but he's not filthy,
he's
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's. I like Gilbert Gottfried. I like when he does Count Dracula.
He's just. I mean, his bit is funny. It's very interesting when comedians.
He never opens his eyes, though.
I'm sure he can open them.
He's great on roasts.
He is. Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
He goes there.
Oh, he goes there.
Why is the show always so neurotic when I'm on?
Because you're neurotic?
I'm neurotic.
Can you like reel me in? Can you reel me in and just go your regular format with me here?
No.
You kind of know what to expect.
Probably not. Probably can't. Can't.
It's a million miles an hour.
Can't do it.
Then when I shut that at night, it shuts down.
Shut down.
Yeah, totally.
Shut down. Do you sleep well at night?
No, I sleep like shit.
How does shit sleep?
I drink coffee all day.
No, stop at 4 o'clock.
I sleep like shit.
Oh, definitely by 6. Stop drinking coffee.
I'll have a cup at 8 sometimes. And
that's
I'll fall asleep at 8:15, then I'll be up at 9:15.
It's the caffeine in your system.
It's going to keep you
disturbed.
Head movies when I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Think of nothing. You got to learn to meditate.
I was going to try that transcendental meditation. I know Howard Stern does it, but I just can't find the time.
Well, that's part of it.
Sleep is very important.
It is.
I don't sleep because of my sons, my twins, because of their handicap. I get up a lot with them to help rotate them, and my body's become. You know, Janice is amazed by me. She's like, I've never met someone with so much energy.
Where are they living? They're not living with you all the time.
No, when they're over, though.
Right, when they're over.
Yeah, they're at mom's, but when they're over with me.
Yeah.
I'm a ball. I am balls to the wall at 4:30 in the morning every day, and then I go nonstop until about 8:30 at night, and then I get cranky.
See, I'm like Mark. I get up 4:35. I go balls to the wall till 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't have any balls. They're not going to any walls.
After 9 a.m., I'm done.
I only get up early because of this.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to.
You're welcome.
Every time I'm on my way, I'm
you're
like,
welcome.
This is the last week. This
you're
is the
welcome.
Last week.
You're welcome, Troy.
Yeah, Janice asked me it's like, you know, when I was down in Maryland last month, and I had, I can't tell you. I like to talk, as you know.
No.
But when you do 15 hours of it in front of a camera, it is freaking exhausting. That's tired.
That is why I do that every day?
No, when I was shooting.
Oh, 15 hours.
Don't shoot,
and
don't
we were
shoot
doing,
up
we were
so
shooting
much.
For 15 hour days for
well,
four
stop
days.
It. Like Tori says, stop it.
I stopped it.
That's tired.
Yeah.
I did.
Tori was shooting 15 hours
I don't
a day.
Do it anymore.
No.
Shooting up.
No, the thing, the acting thing, I stopped doing it.
Yeah, it's tiring.
It's even, you don't get
even
enough.
As an extra, they keep you there all day.
They do.
Sitting around.
They're supposed to feed you. Sometimes they do. Most of them they do, but sometimes no.
Yeah, sitting around talking, you know, I mean, that's tough work.
It's boring.
Yeah, screw these laborers.
So you meet a famous person, big deal. I don't care anymore.
I don't care
about meeting famous people.
No.
They're there.
No.
I've seen them. I met them.
Yeah,
I need more than that. That's not going to get me motivated for 15-hour days.
Famous people are often screwed up.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're looking.
They're full of themselves. They think they're so important.
Yeah.
How are you important? Because you make money. Right. What else do you got?
They bleed red in their they.
Yeah.
Their
yeah, but if you have people
like
come up to you all day and go, "Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I
yeah,
love when you do."
Yeah, builds their ego. It's all an ego
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's like it's tough not to like fall into that unless
the
you're really
you
modest
are, the
and
you
say,
fall?
"Oh,
how do you
you're
stay
crazy."
Grounded?
Right.
Well, you have to be like me.
Like you?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
some people do. Like, I think maybe Jennifer Lawrence. There's a few people that just seem real, and they don't get all caught up in it.
Hot. I liked her in that movie.
You got to stop calling women hot, dude. You're, like, engaged.
I know, but
it's
she's
not
a
good.
Hot actress. She's hot. She was hot right, in that movie, Silver Lining Playbook.
Yes, that was a great movie.
Yeah, she was sexy in it.
Right.
And yeah, he was hot, too.
Yeah.
So
I love those,
too.
Oh, see, Mark said he was hot, so that's okay.
Yeah, I love that. You know what I watched last week?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Before Halloween.
Oh.
I'd never seen it before. I watched that scary movie, I'm not big into scary movies,
the donut?
But it was a creepy movie.
I like scary movies.
It was the,
The Egg Whites?
No,
The
Conjuring.
Oh, I've
that
seen
was
that.
Really
that
good.
Would be up your alley, because of the haunting stuff.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was a true story, I think, too.
It's based on
based
those
on, right,
paranormal
Connecticut,
investigators
right?
Yeah.
that supposedly investigated the Amityville Horror, which ended up being a hoax. And
okay.
There's not much truth to it, but it was a very well...
It's very suspenseful.
It was a very well-written movie.
Okay.
Like, they had you scared with traditional things like a door knock.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not
yeah.
the gore.
Right.
Those are like ghost stories. Those are good.
That's better. It's better than
the
gore.
Did you see it, The Conjuring?
I probably saw it on TV.
Ron doesn't like to be scared.
I'll watch things on TV in the privacy of my home.
I started watching a movie. I get up every weekend and I watch movies. I pick
privacy
a movie to
of
watch.
Your home. Did you really say that?
Yes, I did.
And I started watching The Monument Man. Oh, my God. I fell asleep five
I was going to say, I'm not interested in that. I do not want to say that.
It had Matt Damon.
George Clooney.
It had George Clooney. Yeah. It had Bill Murray. It had John Goodman. I'm like, this has got to be
wasted.
Great. Oh, my God. What a horrible
movie. I couldn't even. Some guy wanted to take me to that movie a long time ago when it came out. And I'm thinking, yeah, yeah, right, right. But I was like, never going to go to it. I was just like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Didn't happen.
20 minutes in, I'm like,
No.
I couldn't deal.
I knew I'd hate it.
There have been some horrible movies.
Anyways,
really.
An hour and people are sick of me. So.
Well, it's like actually, George Clooney, the American. That was terrible, too. Have you ever seen that?
I don't like Clooney anyways. I don't think he's a good actor.
Sometimes he is, but not always.
I think Matt Damon is probably one of... Matt Damon's good in certain roles, but he picks the worst movies to be in.
Mm-hmm.
I like The Departed. What are you talking
Departed
about?
Departed was great. Good Will Hunting's my favorite.
What about the Bourne Supremacy movies?
Those are his best movies.
Okay, so far everything I've said.
And he's coming back.
What's he bad in?
A lot of stuff.
All right, all right.
Bad Girls.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's just...
I don't think they're that bad.
He's just...
Bad means good, according to Michael Jackson.
That's right.
And then, like, last week, I'm clicking through the TV, and there was, like, a Robin Williams marathon on. And it's like, are you trying to depress me even more?
Aww.
Well, they're doing that. You know, that'll stop soon.
I've avoided his movie since he died, because I know I'm going to cry. So I haven't watched any.
It's not your fault.
I know, but it's just, I love his stuff, so.
You
got to understand something. I think we can talk about this now. I think you got to understand something. He committed suicide.
Autopsy came
he
back
was
clean.
He was sick. He was yeah. sick, and only that can allow you to take your life and put your family through that. I got that. But it's not like he had his balls under the bus or was in an airplane crash. It's not. It's tragic,
balls under the
but
bus.
it's not.
You guys have said that way too much today.
Yeah. It's because I find it a fascinating phrase.
It's a bad visual.
I said throw a person under the bus, not just their balls.
Yeah. Well, it's a really
Ron's
foggy
more
day.
Selective.
It's foggy out there, isn't
so
it?
So what's your point?
Right.
Huh? What's your point? That don't feel bad because he, you know?
Robin Williams,
because took his life.
It's life?
He took his life. He took his own life.
Right.
Yeah. I know what it's
horrible.
I
mean, it's a tragedy.
He was suffering.
Do you suffer from depression at all?
No.
I do.
Do you?
No. Yes.
I have wicked ebbs and flows. I struggle every single day.
But do you ever feel like you want to take your life?
Yes.
No, I do.
Really?
I do.
Really?
Yes. That's whatever. Well, but I don't.
Horrible.
Obviously, I don't. Horrible. I haven't even tried. It's just you think about it. You're like, wow, this was so awful.
No, but
you got to wait one
that.
More day because the next day might be, you
correct.
Never know.
Correct. That's what
you
has
never
to be done.
Yeah.
It's a chemical imbalance.
It is a chemical imbalance.
I don't want any pills, though. Pills are bad.
It's horrible and it's terrible.
Pills,
don't work. I don't want
any. I tried Zoloft many years ago.
They affect your libido.
And I could not. I seriously could not bust one.
No.
No. I couldn't bust a move.
Yeah. No, I don't want anything.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
I took the Zoloft and I could not
bust a move.
My daughter loves Zoloft.
I could not.
It does cut down on
the
extremities.
You know, hang out with Jack.
Right, I understand.
Because he wasn't late.
You couldn't get an election.
You didn't want to come out and play.
Yeah, I couldn't get an election because Jack wasn't lading.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they say they do. They do. There were no ballots being cast.
Although it was great. I had porn star freaking, you know, endurance. But eventually, at some point, you want to pull the trigger.
Okay.
Again, it's a chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
It's
something so I stopped it.
Right.
Cold turkey,
you're not
which is
to
the
do
worst
that.
Thing.
Yeah, you
right. Then I was in Mars.
Right.
Oh, my God. You could get shaken and depressed.
Oh,
and
my word.
You know what I never understood for penises is why they don't make little splints?
Split penises?
Not split. Splints. In order.
Splints.
I'm trying to say splint.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Why? For what?
Just at once,
you don't
know,
break it?
Yeah, no, not so you don't. Well,
to keep it erect?
Yeah.
But then.
Viagra's for.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's
why don't you
right,
use Viagra
Cialis.
Then? Why don't you take Viagra and
oh,
your.
Oh, yeah,
thing?
Just
well, I've never had
up.
A hard time getting it up, no pun intended.
Well, what are you talking about then? What was your problem?
He means when you were taking
the said when you take the pill, sometimes you can't.
Right.
You
right.
Know, ejaculate.
Oh, I thought you couldn't
no.
get it to salute the.
Can't
the,
finish.
No.
Oh, that's a drag. That's blue balls.
Oh.
You don't want that.
I have noticed, though, at 45, though, my libido is changing a lot. A libido, what is it?
Mine just goes up. I'm sorry. Women are different.
Women are different.
They're made differently.
Men, early, when they're
sitting. I actually said to Janice 2 nights ago, not tonight, honey, I'm tired. She wanted to mess around. And I was just like so stressed out from the day.
Sure.
And I'm like, I go,
you're a drag.
I go tomorrow.
No, I think that's probably.
And I felt guilty for it the next day.
You know
day.
What? Thank you. Thank you for saying that because there's nothing wrong with that. Anything a woman can say, a man can say as well. I hate this thing where
women
where
don't
men
like to be turned down.
Play these roles.
Yeah. But women do not like to be turned down.
That is, it's
that's
true.
Rejection.
Men don't love it either.
She told me that
I reject.
What?
I don't. I'm in a relationship. I don't reject. Why would you reject someone?
She took it personal, like I didn't want her or something.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I just was stressed. It was a long day. I worked 15 hours.
Did you explain that?
And I was dozing. She wanted to get naked. And you know, and I'm like, and I got to bed, and she's just.
Thank God,
like,
this will never air.
She kind of wanted to kind of mess around, and I'm like, you know, it's been a long day, honey. I'm like, oh my God, what's changed in me? I go, how about tomorrow night? And
pencil you in for the 22nd.
So I kissed her, and I rolled over, like, and got into my comfortable position, and she was sad.
Yeah, I'd be sad too.
You should have faked the orgasm.
That's rejection.
You know what? Sometimes your mind wants to do it, but your body just doesn't want to follow in step.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There really
isn't.
Well,
then you explain it. Did you explain it? Or did you just curl up?
Yeah. Right. So last
Tori, have you never said to a guy ever that? Really,
no.
So last night I gave her the time of her life, and I performed like a freaking champion.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
There's the end. There's the end of the story right there.
Yeah, but you know what
we
I
had to get to the end of the
But
story.
You know what I also need is I also need
I was going to end the show, but now I'm fascinated.
I need a couple of I'm better. After I have at least 2 days in between sessions.
Yeah.
Because it
gives
can
build
me
up.
Enough
right.
time
Builds
to
it up.
Build up the
That's
true for me too. You have not to, fluid you, wise. Just arousement wise. Yeah, it's good to wait. Wait as long as you can.
Right.
What do you mean wait as long as you can? No, you have to wait. You have to put in a storage tank.
No, for a guy.
Yeah.
It like fills back up. It's like
it does fill back
It's
up.
Like your ice machine in your freezer.
Correct.
You're all out of it. You got to wait for it just to fill back up before you put some more
and
ice
then you're perfectly
20
fine.
20 minutes. 20
well,
minutes.
It depends on the ice machine.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Some of the older models don't replenish
not
that quickly.
Not always,
do you have those friends? I have a friend.
Not my guy. He replenishes quickly.
Yeah, because you're not that old. That's why.
I have a friend in the city who always would brag, and I would just, and he'd be like, yeah, we did it 6 times last
That's
night.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what were they, like 6 little bloop,
bloop. It's
you
dust.
Know what I say to that?
Dust.
I go,
why?
I had one
why?
Big freaking
why?
Porn
why
star.
Is
I had
my
one big porn star yeah. nut. All right, I don't care about your little
nut. I said nut.
I go, sorry.
It's all right.
I'm off track.
That's funny.
Well, this is probably a good place to end. This is a happy ending, isn't it?
Right, it's a very
kind
happy
of it
ending.
Is. It kind of is. Have yourselves a wonderful day.
Sorry.
And we wish you peace. Thank goodness.
See the description of the show. We discuss television.
Wow. The hell with Obama and national stuff. This is more interesting.